step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
You are listening to Business Growth Radio, Solutions on Demand. This is William Eastman, Managing Partner for GrowthWorks Media. I do business turnarounds, work as a fractional executive, and occasionally can be convinced to be a business coach. You are listening to WMTW 820 AM and 92.7 FM, and this is show 4.13, which means season 4, show 13, the last show of the calendar year 2018, and the title of the show is our last chapter of the book called Join the Movement. So let me kind of introduce this show. It's going to be a whole lot different than the others that we've done for the most part. This is going to be about how you take your company to the next level. That's what we've been doing for 2018. That's been our focus. We're talking about a book that we've completed that is going to be available for purchase. Or if you're really nice and send me an email, perhaps you get a free call, Owner's Executive. And it's based upon what we've learned over the last 15 years working in small businesses, plus the 25 years that we have working with corporations. And that is small business owners need to change their mindset and how they think about themselves and their businesses if they want to take it to the next level. But we'll get into the details of that. So I'm going to introduce what we're doing next season, which is going to be about, it's going to be focused on growth. Only next season is going to be a little bit different. It's going to be more tool focused. And season 5, which starts next Friday, is how do you do it yourself and do a turnaround? And what I mean by that is we've done several business turnarounds. And we are working on a book right now on how to do that. That's going to be the sequel to Owner's Executive. And what we're going to do is we're going to highlight the chapters of that book as we write it. But before I go there, what I'd like to do is do some shout-outs. First of all, my condolences to the Pflugraff family. Chuck Pflugraff was a good personal friend of mine. I've known him for the 15 years that I have been in the Richmond area. He's a former Army colonel. And he died on the 23rd, and he's going to be sorely missed. One of the few people who I actually could have a conversation on any topic, and not only could he hold his own, but he actually knew more than I knew. And I found that exciting. Very few people that are that well read. So our condolences to the Pflugraff family, I know Chuck's in a better place. Also, Robert Hutchinson of Deer Run Farms. Robert has become a regular contributor to the show and potentially a business partner. So, Robert, if you're listening, good morning. And then, of course, I've got the crew who are going to be really important to us as we talk about the theme of today's show. We've got Andy Schulich from Metamorphosis Management Consulting. Andy's a great management consultant, but he made his bones as a process engineer. And if there's anything that small businesses lack, and that is the type of infrastructure need to grow the company. Ben Meredith Consulting, and Ben is one of the seniors of the CRM, Customer Relationship Management business. He was writing software back in the 80s for a lot of the popular packages that you use, and nobody knows more about the automation of the marketing and sales process as Ben. And then we have Nelson Phillips, from Financially Fit Business Solutions. And Nelson is the money man. Nelson's the guy that you need to know if, in fact, you're looking for dollars for your company, whether it's capital investments, lines of credit, et cetera. And he has a really good understanding of cash flow management. And they are regular contributors to the show and part of our network that we're going to discuss today. But before we get into today's show, what I'd like to do is talk to my partner in crime here, who is on the board. I am not in the studio today, so we are not doing this Facebook Live. And all of you are lucky that I am not on camera, because I'm still in my sweats.
Oh.
So anyway, good morning, Tracy. How you doing?
I'm doing good. This is the last show of 2018. Can you believe it?
I know. We've done a year of shows. Four seasons. I was just going through all of them last night. So yes, there's quite a lot out there. And but yeah, it makes me think about how do we take our game up to the next level for 2019.
Are you a resolution guy? Do you make New Year's resolutions?
You know what we do is I make quarterly business plans. And so yesterday, last night, I worked through. What do I need to accomplish in 2019? And then specifically, what has to happen first quarter of the year? What has to happen next month? What has to happen next week? So I wouldn't call that resolutions. It's more of a series of goals that I've got to meet.
Right.
How about you?
Ongoing. No, I don't make resolutions, actually. I just try to set goals throughout the year and attain them. You know, if I decide to set a goal in July, I do that in July. I don't, you know, but this year I just want to be a better version of myself. So I did make a little resolution this year just to be just a better version. And I think 2019 is going to be a great year.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I also know that looking at the economy, it may be challenging because for those people who follow those type of things is that the business cycle usually runs at about between 8 and 11 years, between, depending on how you want to measure, peaks of the economy or dips in the economy, but we're due for another downturn. And so my fear is it'll be 2019 and not 2021, because it typically doesn't happen on election years.
Right, right. It'll be interesting to see how it pans out. Market has been very volatile this week. I've been sort of keeping up with it, so we'll see what happens.
Well, there's a lot of cross signals out there about is this a top or is this profit taking, and the economy is going to roll a little bit more. Sure. So we don't know. I have my suspicion. I'm not going to talk about it.
Sure.
So
well, we're glad to have you.
Well, thanks, Tracy, and I'm glad that you are our studio engineer and running everything. And also a shout out to Asher if he's listening. Asher Purvis is the station manager for WNTW, both 820 AM and 92.7 FM, and they run a great station. And I really appreciate the year of working together.
Mm-hmm. It's been a pleasure.
Okay, well, thanks, Tracy, and give me a bug me if anybody calls in. I suspect I'll hear from at least Andy and maybe Nelson and Robert. So.
Okay.
And others. Okay, thanks.
I will do that.
All right, so here are we going to take the show. So those of you that are listening to this live, which means it's Friday, what day is it today? The 28th of December. If you're listening to this on Saturday on WNTW, either 820 AM and 92.7 FM, then it is recording. And or if you're one of the many, many listeners who are doing this by podcast, then you know that this is a pre-recording. But what I want to do now is I want to kind of tie up 2018 and lay the case for 2019. All right, 2018, we talked about growth, growth, growth. And we split the year into four seasons, four business quarters, because we think like business people, because this is what this is. This is not a talking head radio show. This is about business solutions. So if you're an owner or an entrepreneur of a business and you're looking to grow your company, what we're trying to do is cover the things that you need to know and give you the information that you can use to get that done. And so season one was all about revenue, and that was stop leaving money on the table. And so the idea behind it was, as the economy was growing, there was a lot of pent-up demand that was there and available, and all we had to do was go get it. And season number two, the theme was, not what you make is what you keep. And the issue was, how do we get at profitability? Though our focus was cost, because profitability is an end result of how the business is run. And if you are running a business where you're focused on cost containment, then more than likely your profits have gone up. Season three addressed the issue that was hurting the economy starting in July. Of course, it happened earlier, but with the growth of the economy and businesses hiring, there was a shortage of talent. So the theme of season three was winning the talent war. And how do I create the type of organization that people want to work in? And once they get here, they want to stay. And the joke that we were using is that there are great people out there. They're just not working for you. And it's not because those companies had nurseries where they were growing great employees. They were winning the game. They were winning the talent war. And then last season, which started this season that we're in, is the last show that started in October. The focus of that was owner's executive. And like I said, when I opened the show, this was a little bit different in that the first three seasons were all tools, tools, tools. Here's what you do. Here's what you do. Here's what you do. This season has been, okay, I have to change my mindset because it's not just the tools, but if I'm not looking at the business correctly, then what happens to me is that I don't know when to use the tools or I don't use them at all. And as I said in my opening, one of the things I learned from my 25 years of large corporate consulting, I got to work with a number of really great large Fortune 50 companies. So companies like GlaxoSmithKline, companies like General Motors, companies like Kmart. We learned some things there. Companies like America Online, IBM, Sealand, Signature Flight Services. I could go on and on and on. And I'm not doing that the name drop. Here's the deal. I got to work with some really great executives and executive teams, and I got to work with some losers. And the losers are gone, and the great ones have either been acquired, and all the shareholders are very happy with that because they made a lot of money, or those great companies are going on. And so it taught me a lot about what has to happen in the boardroom, what has to happen in the CEO's office. And the challenge you have as a small business owner is unless you're an escapee from a large corporation, you just don't have the benefit of that education. And so what we did this season, we wrote a book called Owner's Executive, which is going to be available for sale next week, is we did 13 shows that was interactive with the book. Now, this is the last chapter, and it's called Join the Movement. And that's why I said we've got a totally different spin on this one, okay? So let me share with you what I mean by Join the Movement. All right, so here's our vision. And the vision is what we have at GrowthWorks, what we've done in almost 40 years. And if we take the collective expertise of the team that makes up GrowthWorks, we're around 120 years of business experience. And we're looking to expand that, and that's part of today's show. But what's our vision? Well, like we said in season one, is that there's this knowledge that a lot of people have that they don't employ, especially governmental and non-governmental organizations, but that in any country, in the United States, Canada, Mexico, India, Great Britain, France, Germany, Australia, New Zealand, Singapore, Japan, pick the country, any country that is operating on a semblance of free market principles, in other words, capitalism, all the growth in jobs in those economies come from people like you and I, small business owners. Companies, in fact, in the United States, companies that are growing at least 25% sales growth a year over, say, 3 years, and some companies are growing at 2,000%, but I'm creating a threshold of 25%, with fewer than 20 employees in the United States make up 94% of all the new jobs created. And now think about that just for a second, ponder it. We are our country's economies. We business owners. And yet, and everybody who studies economics understands this. I mean, you take the Bureau of Labor Statistics, they know this. You take the IRS, they know this. You take the Department of Labor, they understand this. You take the private institutions like the Kauffman Foundation out in Kansas City. They know this. You can go to your local not-for-profit organizations or maybe the are-for-profit like the Chamber of Commerce. They all know this because they look at the data and the data tells them what's going on in the economy. And yet, guess what? Nothing positive happens for us. Now, we had a break in 2016, and so I'm going to talk about politics without being political. Is that we elected a president who understood that because he's a businessman. And a combination of it changing of the tax laws and the reduction of regulations has allowed the American economy to flourish. Now, who knows what's going to happen in 2019? My guess right now is that it's probably going to plateau. I hope I'm wrong. And as we go into 2019, I'll make that part of our shows to talk about the economics of the country, because we have developed, at GrowthWorks, we have developed a model that says if the economy is at this location, here's what the business owner ought to do. So we will cover that at some point. I don't have it on the schedule for this season, January through March, the upcoming season, but I'll add it in there if it becomes important. But here's the point I'm raising, is that everybody who understands capitalism and small business understands what I just said. They all know that. This is no revelation to them. And yet when you look around, you don't see anybody doing anything about it. Trump is the first president since Reagan who has directly addressed what's required in order to get job growth in the economy. And that is not a political statement, because I don't care what politics those two politicians, parties, those politicians happen to be a member of. That is the reality of the situation. Bill Clinton did a pretty good job of this in the 90s, especially in the later part of his administration. And so this is not bound by politics. This is bound by economic principles and what economic models do you want to live by. And so the challenge we have as business owners is, where do we go? How do we work together? Because if we're the economy, we're looking in the wrong places. Because if you look at the political class in this country, they're not going to do anything. And again, they know what we're talking about here. That, you know, if I was in Washington and I was to brief the incoming House and Senate on this, as well as the existing members, I draw a yawn, because they're like, well, tell me something I don't know. But as a business owner, and you look at what's going on around you and you say, well, then obviously their motives for what they do has nothing to do with us. As a matter of fact, I really believe that they understand that we are the goose that lays the golden egg, and it's just simply a debate of how badly you can treat the goose before it stops laying. I think that's really where they're at. The other thing that they've done is they've used our morality against us, because the thing that makes us different, and when I say business owners, I'm talking entrepreneurs as well, because it's the same thing. To me, those are interchangeable. Maybe you're an entrepreneur if you're by yourself and you don't have a business, and you're a business owner if you got employees. You make whatever artificial discrimination you like. For me, they're all kind of the same thing. What they know about us is that we are bright. We will not quit. We will not give up. There is no obstacle you can put in our way that is not insurmountable by our intelligence and our force of will. And so they take our morality and they use it against us, because they know no matter how bad they make it, we're still going to work hard. It's the old analogy of the frog and the boiling water, is that, by the way, I don't know if this science experiment was ever done, so I don't know if it's true, but the story makes sense, and that is you put a frog in warm water and you begin to raise the temperature, and by the time the frog realizes the water is boiling, he's boiled and he can't get out. And so that's the analogy that I use. Well, the vision that we have at GrowthWorks is that we want to be the alternative to all of that mess out there, that we want to be the organization that you come to, that you're talking to your brothers and sisters, you're talking to other business owners and entrepreneurs like yourself. You're talking to other alphas, if I could use that term. In other words, we're the people who get things done, and we're the people who write everybody else checks. Because if you're taking a check from somebody else, you're not an alpha. The alphas are saying, I'm going to decide how big my check is, and I'm going to sign it. And so the vision that we've always had for GrowthWorks, and the name GrowthWorks goes back to my father's company. My father, when I was a kid, my father worked for an aircraft and an aerospace company called Grumman. And Grumman built a reputation for itself in World War II that was such as that if you were a pilot in a Grumman airplane, you knew you'd survive. No matter what the battle was, you would survive. And that they nicknamed the Grumman facility where my father worked. He didn't work at it at the time. My dad was a youngin' in the Navy during World War II. But they named it the Iron Works. And what always stuck with me is that, wow, if you build airplanes or you build something and your customers rave about you to the point you become a legend and your name is Ironworks, that is quite an accomplishment. So this whole idea of building things simple and building them robust has always been part of how I've seen myself. In all of the consulting companies that I've started and small businesses that I've started, it's always been this issue of build it simple, build it robust. And that's what GrowthWorks stands for, is that we have the tools to grow companies. And these are not theoretical tools. These are tools that we've developed over the years, either when we were consulting with other companies, or now we're using ourselves as we're consulting with smaller and smaller companies. So like I said, I've done a couple business turnarounds. How do we do them? We use the tools. And I'll close this out with a conversation about that when we go through season five. I've also used those tools to grow our own businesses. And the birth of those tools are based upon the fact that we've had quite a few successful companies, and we've also had some companies that weren't successful. And one of the major challenges you have as a business owner is, if your first company is successful, then what happens is you begin to have what I call hubris, which is too much self-confidence with a dash of arrogance, and suddenly you believe you can't fail. And typically what happens with business owners is they go from a very good one to a very bad one, which is what happened to us. And that failure had me scratching my head going, now how'd that happen? Because we built this great company. It was worth a lot of money. We got serious dollars out of it. And yet now where we are is we don't have that. So interesting. Now, in order to follow this conversation, here's what I'd like you to do. I'd like you to go to growthradio.biz. That's growthradio.biz. That is the website for GrowthWorks Media. Okay. And if you go to podcasts, which is up on the top on the navigation bar, right below the phone number and above the social media, you'll come down and you'll scroll down and you'll see all of our shows. Now, show 413 is obviously not up yet, because until Tracy sends me the recording, which will be about an hour after the show is over, I will post it up. But if you scroll down, you can see last week's show, employee buyout, 2 weeks ago, show 11, show 10, etc. So what we do here is we have all of the shows for the season active up on the site. So if you want to listen to any of these, you can listen to it here, or you can go to our SoundCloud platform. Now, if you go further down, you'll see season three podcast, and there's a season three playlist, and that'll take you to SoundCloud. I need to slow down here. SoundCloud, where you can listen to season three, which was about talent, season two, which is about cost and profit, and season one that was about revenue. So everything is archived. You can listen to it at any time you want. We also provide show notes to all the shows. So if you scroll back up to the top here and you'll see show 4.13, that's show 13, Join the Movement, and you click show notes, that will now take you over to our blog site, Owner Life, and it will open up the notes for today's show. And so that's where we're going to be working. Now, if you want to join the conversation here as we approach our break at the bottom of the hour, it's 804-454-1366. That's 804-454-1366. And you can join the conversation if it's Friday between 9:06 and 10 a.m. in the morning. All right, so we're there. All right, so our vision is for our company is to create a network of alpha owners, the owners who are really dead serious about growing their companies. And I, you know, one of the tests that I have, I don't take every client that comes in the door. And the reason I don't is the thing I'm really testing for is not for financial ability, because we're affordable. If you have the need and you're serious, we're affordable. That's just the way I'll say it. But what I'm looking for are business owners that are actually looking to grow their companies and curious about it. So with that, when we come back, we'll take this conversation further. Talk to you in three. And we're back. This is Business Growth Radio, Solutions on Demand. I'm William Eastman, your host and managing partner for GrowthWorks Media. You are listening to WNTW 820 AM, 92.7 FM, The Answer. If it's Friday, it's live. If it's Saturday, it's Memorex, for all the people that remember what that means. Otherwise, this is just a recording. This is the second half of the show. We are in season four. The title is Join the Movement, and I'm describing what the movement is in terms of what we're trying to do for business owners around the world. This is just not about the United States. This is about companies around the world. That's why we are on internet. We're here on terrestrial radio, and we're also on shortwave. And where I left this off was I was talking about what our vision for the company is and what we're building. And I was about to talk about our purpose. But before then, I'd like you to join the conversation if you'd like to discuss anything that we've done in 2018 or where we're trying to take our business and our business partners in 2019. 804-454-1366. That's 804-454-1366. And where I left this off was I was talking about our vision. What we built is we took our 25 years of corporate experience and then built basically the first series of tools and products, used it on our own businesses, modified them to make them work better. And then once they did, we used them with our clients and we've constantly improved them. So what we offer basically is a full suite of tools that'll help you grow your company. And by the way, those suite of tools are the first three seasons. We have one that's focused on revenue, a second one that's focused on profitability of cost, and the third one is focused on people. And so those are available to anybody who is part of our network. Okay, so now, what's our purpose? Well, this is something that we said 15 years ago when we started the company in all places, Calgary, Alberta, Canada, which is a story unto itself, which I don't have the time to tell. But if you call in, maybe you can entice me to do that at 804-454-1366, because I like the story. I think it's pretty good. But what we decided was that the purpose behind the company was really simple. We had two things we're trying to achieve, and they went in this order. First of all, is that our job was to create wealth for the business owners so that the business owner could create generational wealth. In other words, for their family and their ancestors and their children, grandchildren. The second thing was, because it's a growing company, is to create quality jobs in the local economy. And so it's about wealth and jobs. That's really what the focus of the company has been, is that if we can help the business owner be more successful, that means they'll be more profitable. That means there's more money going home to their family to create kind of a legacy of this. And as that's happening, there's going to be better jobs in the economy, because if we're not producing jobs, that's really the major impact, as we talked in the first half hour, of small businesses. But also when you look at this, and this came home to me when I was doing development work, economic development work for United Nations development programs, UNDP. And I've seen this in the United States as well, is that one of the challenges is that in a lot of societies, there's no generational wealth. That if you look at the people who are historically poor, one of the things that they have is each generation is starting from scratch, or maybe even negative numbers if they're paying off debts of their deceased ancestors. And so there is no generational wealth. So therefore, it is pretty difficult when you start with nothing to build something to pass on to your children, your grandkids, your nieces, nephews, however that works out for you. And so how do we go after this generational wealth? Well, going after generational wealth is never going to happen if you are sitting at home waiting for the eagle to take a dump. I could be more graphic with it. When I was in the military, the eagle did blank twice a month, and that was kind of our joke. But, you know, the whole issue here is that if you are collecting checks signed by other people, the odds are not in your favor that you'll ever create generational wealth. Now, maybe you can become the executive of IBM, in which case your check is in eight digits, meaning it's over 10 million. That's possible. But in that pyramid, how many people get there? And the answer is not very many. So if you want to be wealthy in the United States, you want to generate wealth, just not for yourself, but for your family and for generations to come. The only way to get that done is to start your own business. You know, and business, when you create a business here, it's It's just like painting. It's like sculpting. It's like writing music. In other words, it doesn't exist until you make it true. It's in your head, and you can kind of see it there. But nobody else is going to experience it until you make it happen. So I consider being successful in business is both science and art. And we try to cover both of those. But our purpose is really simple, is to help the business owner grow the company so it's more profitable, take that profit and take some of that home so that they're creating generational wealth. And in the process of doing that, they are creating jobs in their local communities. And those jobs are going to make a difference. And you can all you have to do is look at what's happened in the United States economy over the last 2 years to get a handle on what's possible. 3.5% growth economically is not a pipe dream. It is possible. And in fact, I think Reagan had one quarter where growth was pushing 8%, just to give you a sense for what's possible out there. And so that's our purpose. Okay. We have nothing. We're not trying to achieve anything other than making the business owner wealthier because the business runs better. And so therefore they can create a job for other people. And so what's our core? What is really the core of what makes this company work? And the core of that is the kind of a collection, I'd say ragtag, but that would be an insult to the people involved. But the reality is that we've got a collection of clients that we've worked with for a number of years who sometimes we're helping and sometimes they're helping us. We have a team of experts like Andy Schulich, like Ben Meredith, like Nelson Phillips, Rich Ritzer out in Kansas City. We got Kevin Granger in Alberta. I mean, I can run down a list of people that are really high-value individuals who know a lot about business. And we put it together for our clients. So I might get faced with something that I can't handle, and I'll send it to somebody else because they can handle it. In fact, I might send it to one of our clients going, hey, this client's interested in building a pay-for-performance system, and the one that we built together, you and I, work pretty well. Will you take a call? And they're like, oh yeah, have them call me. Well, I want to take that and I want to make that a little bit more formal. And so an idea that we've been kicking around and one that we're starting next week, in fact, we could start it right now and I'll tell you how, and that is to create kind of this network of alphas, where the alpha entrepreneurs, alpha business owners, or people in the support business as well. And I'll get into that in a second. But basically, people who are willing to do what has to be done in order to achieve what they are, what their dreams are. Too many people are waiting for it to happen. As they say down south, fixin' to. We're not interested in fixin' to. We're interested in doing it. And so our core is there. And what we want to do is expand the size of that so that if you had a question about something related to your business, we're the only resource available out there that you can get an answer, and you can get an accurate answer, one that's going to work. As I said before the break, you know, no slight on some of the local organizations, but I've been in all the networking groups here in the greater Richmond area, and I've been in those networking groups in other areas of the country and in Canada. I've worked with a number of chambers. I've worked with government agencies. I've worked with small business development centers. I've worked with all of them. And the bottom line is they all have different agendas. And those agendas are not your agendas. They're worried about, you know, if a chamber has got a big donor, like a large corporation in this area here. And so where's their emphasis? Their emphasis is where the owner's emphasis is. Their donors. And so, you know, that makes sense. That's not a slight on them. That just makes sense. Here's the deal. Our only interest is the small business owner. And why? Because we all are them. And so that's what our core is this network of people who have been in business a long time, who breathe it, speak it, talk it, walk it. And they have different types of expertise that they bring to the feast that individually they're good. Together, they're awesome. Okay. So who will be looking for to join our movement, our network? Well, obviously, if you're a business owner and entrepreneur, you're one of the targets, because not only are you somebody who we can help, you are somebody who can help us. You are somebody who can contribute. And by the way, I am not now speaking to the people in the greater Richmond area listening to 820 or 92.7. I'm talking to everybody who's downloading the podcast. So if you're in India and you're listening to one of our podcasts, I'm talking to you. If you're in Australia and you're in Sydney or Melbourne or Darwin or in Perth, I'm talking to you. If you're in Great Britain and you're in Salisbury or you're in London or you're in the Midlands someplace, we're talking to you. If you're in France, now, obviously, I don't speak French, but the bottom line here is that no matter where you are in the world, we're talking to you. And if you want to join a network of business owners and entrepreneurs who are going to help each other out and grow their businesses, and again, the two things we're doing, create generational wealth for the owner and the family and create jobs in the local community, then this is the place, and I'll tell you how to join up here in a second. The second group of people that we're looking at are small business consultants. Those of you out there who are doing what we're doing and trying to help small businesses grow their companies. You may have different missions than we've got, but basically you're providing the same type of services. And what our offer to you is, let's increase the size of the toolbox. And that is that you can have access to our tools. And if you've got tools better than ours, we'd like access to yours. And so that what we know is that every time we deal with a customer, a client, a business owner, is that they're getting the very best that they can get in terms of information and the tools. And let me talk about the difference between the two, because one of the things that highlights large business consulting is this. You can charge a tremendous amount of money per day for talent. And the talent that we have easily could get anywhere from $2,500 to $4,000 a day if they showed up and started telling people what to do as consultants. And how do I know that? Because we have. We've built several successful consulting companies with those type of per day labor rates. In small business world is a little bit different, is that you guys don't have those dollars, nor would you spend it. And I suspect we're probably overpaid in those large corporations anyway. Different story. So what we did is we took what we knew and we turned it into stuff. In other words, if you take Andy Schulich at Metamorphosis Consulting, Management Consulting, and you said, Andy, I need to take, I've got quality issues and cost issues on a process. Andy knows how to do that because he's done it a number of times. Well, what if Andy was to take his brains, put it on a piece of paper and say, okay, here's a job aid, here's a tool. Follow this, we'll give you some support, but follow this and you can get that done. That's what we mean by tools, is that part of our process is going to be some education or training or learning, but this is really more about here's a tool, go use it. And, you know, we'll work with you on using the tool. So small business consultants like you in the network. And then the third one is small business service providers. You work in a bank and you're trying to help small business grow and you provide them advice. And I think one of the key issues of whether or not you should consider joining our network is that will you give them advice contrary to your own best interest? In other words, they come to you and you can't offer the loan. Again, I'm talking about a bank. You can't offer the loan that those individuals are looking for, that it's better if they went to a competitor because that's the type of loan. And I had this happen with a client up in Canada right now, is that they're working with several banks. One bank is only going to provide the capital loans for major investments into assets. They don't do line of credit. So what do? They set it up to where they can get a loan with another bank for lines of credit to smooth out cash flow. And so if you are a service provider to the small businesses and your number one mission is to make sure they get expert advice, then you're also part of that ideal member. Now, you want to join this. How do you join it? Well, you go back to our webpage and growthradio.biz and go to the homepage, okay, which is where it should take you. You scroll down and you see as you get to the bottom of the page in the bottom right is our Alpha Network. And below that, you see a button that says DIY plus, push that. Then you'll come to a page that says join the GrowthWorks Alpha Network and just send me your email address and you'll hear back from me. Now, if you want to take this and you want to discuss this further, then click the book me right below that. And that'll take you to my calendar, which I just updated this morning for the first part of the year. And book a time that we can talk. Right now, I'm mixing my time half and half between being in the office in Richmond and being on site with clients, because in the initial parts of our projects, we always have to be on site. But that's who we're looking for. That's what the ideal member looks like. You own a business, or you're thinking about starting a business. You consult to small businesses, or you provide services besides consulting to small businesses. These are all parts of the membership. Now, the next part on, if you're on our show notes, and if you're not on show notes, let me see. The smartest, easiest way to get you there is, one is go to OwnerLife. That's OWNR.LIFE. And owner is purposely misspelled. And you go there, it'll take you to our blog page, and it looks like magazine covers. And if you go to the box in the left top left corner and click that, then you'll see the show notes. And what it'll do is it'll give you all the show notes for season four up there, and the show notes for today. But what I'd like you to do is I'd like you to click and join the Alpha Network. Send me an email or book me, and let's have a conversation, because we can really get something going in 2019, and it's not too late to start. In fact, we probably should have had this conversation a couple of weeks ago, but I feel bound by my schedule in terms of what we're going to cover. Now, what is this going to look like? Well, first of all, we're going to put you on a platform that we have. And so that means that it's kind of like a text message platform, like on your phone. And by the way, this has a download for your phone so that you can do everything mobile. And as if you've got a question, you're on the platform, pose the question. 24/7, the platform is being monitored. So if you ask a question, you'll get an answer. Every other week, we will have a teleconference with all of our members on a particular topic. So what we'll do is we will poll members to find out what is hot right now, and we'll do a teleconference. You can join that and participate in it, or it'll be recorded and you can watch that on demand. But every 2 weeks, there'll be a teleconference with all the members of the network on a topic. And then what we'll be doing on the other 2 weeks, every other week, on opposing weeks, we're going to be running webinars. And webinars are going to be takeoffs of the radio show. And so you'll be able to go in there and see all of those materials and download the materials that go with a specific radio show. And next season is going to be, as I said at the beginning, how to turn around your business. So instead of hiring a turnaround artist to save your company, how do I do it myself? Either way, what will happen here is that you'll have on-demand 24/7 help, or every week you'll have the ability to take a look at something that we offer and access our tools and materials. That's available to you if you join our network. Now, let me, as I have about 9 minutes left in the show, I'll come back to some of this, but let me talk about next season. I'm working on my second book, which is on doing turnarounds, only it's going to be called Turn It Yourself. That's the name of the book, and that'll be available for sale. My guess is late February or March. And that is, like all the other shows, it's into 13. So if you're on our show notes page and you go to the bottom, you see season 5, Turn It Yourself. Show 1 is next Friday, and that's how to turn around a business, and it's an overview. So this is all the stuff that we've learned over the years about how to do this. Everything that we learned from turnarounds, everything we learned from being fractional executive, everything that we learned from coaching. Show 2, which is on the 11th of January, is we're going to cover what are the 4 operating principles that any company should have. And the way I'm looking at it is, if you're going to turn your company around, you're not going back to the past, you're creating a new. So even if you don't change the name and all the players stay the same, you're creating a new business. So what are the 4 operating principles that have to be in a company? Then the third show, on the 18th of January, we're going to be talking about the short-term focus, because in a turnaround, you got to play 2 games at once. You got a very short-term focus of the business, and you got the long-term. The short-term's got to get you to the long-term, but if you're not playing the short game, you're never going to get to the long game. So what do you have to do immediately? We do an overview. And then show 4 through show 7 are all on the 4 things that we pay attention to when we initially get in to turn the company. So we look at cash and we look at cost, because what we do is we take a look at a company and we treat the company as a bank. In other words, we're saying there is money here that if this place was better run and we had more cost control, we can find the money necessary to do turnaround here and not get a loan. Then we look at quality and capacity, because that's the other issue here, is that as we improve our cost picture, as we improve our quality, we also improve our capacity to do more business, which then takes us to show six, which is around marketing and sales. Now, I've said this on a couple of shows, so if you're a long-term listener, you've heard this before. If not, I'm going to tell it to you now, and that's this, is that in a turnaround situation, if you go after revenue first, you will go down. You will go down because your problem is your cost model. Having more revenue that it has low margins is not the answer to any problem in business. And so the idea here is every company that goes after revenue first goes down. Every company that goes after cost and improves their profitability or their margins first and then goes after sales wins. All right? Really simple. And then we're going to close out with this issue of people and building pay-for-performance systems, which we've done a lot of. In other words, instead of raising salaries directly, because that doesn't get you anything long-term, is that how do you figure out how to pay people for their improvements to the business? Then that'll take us to show eight, which is on February 22nd, and that's going to be the long-term focus. What do I have to look at long-term? And then show 9 through 12 is going to be what are those long-term issues? It's about scalability. Have we built a company that we can grow and scale? It's going to be what are the external drivers that we have to pay attention to? Because now I'm not thinking of beyond Friday's payroll or the end of the quarter tax. I'm now thinking about 2 or 3 years down the road, what's going to happen and what are those external drivers that are going to influence the business. We're going to be talking about what's the next reinvention. In other words, all businesses go through a reinvention process. And what we'll get done in here is probably one of our best pieces of intellectual property, and that is the stages of business growth, or as my partner Rich Retzler calls it, the science of growth. And then finally, we're going to end up the season on March 29th with a show on management by objectives, which is the core system. And that if you got the right measures and you run by objectives, how much better the company will run. And that's been our corporate experience. So that's what you can expect starting next Friday. The show is going to have the same format. You'll have the show notes available to you that you'll be able to follow. But the big thing is that if you join the network, which is where I want to close this conversation, if you join the network, then what's going to happen is that you're going to have the inside track. You're going to see far more than show notes. You know, basically, what topics am I going to cover? What you're going to see is the actual tools, as well as you're going to be part of this greater community. And I can guarantee you after 30 or 60 days, you're going to be wondering, how did I get by without this in the first place? All right, so now how do you do that? All right, so let me go back to the website. Growthradio.biz, growthradio.biz, go to the homepage. It tells you something about the company. You got some good stuff on there. Start the conversation, et cetera, et cetera. That is much more of a just get on a mail list. And what we'll do with you is we'll tell you what's coming up. You will not get deluged with junk mail. It'll be a once a week. All right, here's what we got coming up this week. If you want to listen to the radio show, here's our webinars or shortwave. In other words, what's the collection of things we'll be doing? What I do want you to do is if you're there, I want you to click the DIY. About us, the next part is about GrowthWorks as a company. And I'm upgrading this right now because we're going to take a sole focus is going to be on GrowthWorks Media. Yeah. Programming, you can see here as you click that, you've got internet, shortwave, terrestrial. Click terrestrial, and you can see that we have our broadcast schedule up here, and that's basically covering what's going on today and tomorrow. So this is basically, look at there. It put our Uber conference on there. So we're calling in on Uber conference. I didn't realize it placed it on the calendar. So, and all this is driven by a Google platform. Podcast, I believe you've seen. Let's Talk. We've talked about that, but I didn't bring you to that page. But I can't emphasize enough is that if you want to make 2019 rock and roll, joining the GrowthWorks Alpha Network is exactly where that starts. And you'll get an invite. There'll be an invite to a platform. You'll get access to our Zoom page where we do our webinars as well as our conversations. And there's some goodies tied up in there. And then finally, on the resources page, you'll see Growth News. If you click information, that'll take you to our news aggregator. That's where I go every day to take a look at what's the latest news. Knowledge is the blog, and we've been there, so you've seen that. And if you click solutions, this is an assessment that that we put together that if you want, and we had a number of people do this, is what's your entrepreneurial profile? How ready are you to run a business and what are your weaknesses? And the way we use this tool is that if you're going to start a business, how well are you going to do and what are the areas you got to look for? And if you already are the business owner and you're taking a look at who you're going to hire, who perhaps might you want to bring into the company that's going to cover some of your weakness? And then here on GrowthWork Tools, we just have our management piece up. So let me close this out by saying I really appreciate our listeners, not only the ones live, but the listeners who have downloaded the podcast. Podcast is really taking off right now. Our focus is growth, 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 growth. Our core of who we are is creating generational wealth for business owners so that they can create good jobs in their local communities. That's all that we do here. And I'd like to thank the people at WNTW, 820 AM and 92.7 FM, Asher Purvis, for his great support this year. Looking forward to a great year together, Asher, for Ms. Tracy Lynn. And most of you in the local area know Tracy from News Network here. And so this takes a team to do. And what I'm proposing to you is to join the Alpha team for 2019. So with that, have a great New Year's. See you next Friday.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.